Wicca, 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 wah.
It's more fun to live on the edge.
Wicca, wah.
See what happens if we lose battery. 1, 2, 3. Hey guys, welcome back to Can I Steal You for a Second? It's me, Ashley. I'm back,
back
from Miami, the Super Bowl.
Welcome back.
Happy to be back with Dustin Kendrick and Shea Corrigan, who absolutely crushed it for me while I was down in Miami.
And now you can't get rid of me.
And we don't want to get rid of her, so she's sticking around for the podcast. We have a lot to talk about this episode. I feel like I need to get back into shake off the Bachelor rust.
But first, I think we need to talk about Bachelor in Miami, because there's a little bit of Bachelor Miami crossover, Super Bowl crossover.
So I panicked. I was at NFL Honors, which is where they announce like the MVP, all those fun awards that they give out, and there's a red carpet leading up to it. And I was working, and I'm trying to, like, you know, catch all the athletes that are coming through. And by this point, it's Saturday. You've been there for almost a week. You're hot. It's raining. You're tired. And I felt like I was hallucinating. I'm like, that's Tyler C. I'm like, oh my God, that's him. And then right behind him is Clay. And they're awkwardly walking on the carpet. And I doubted myself because no one was paying attention to them, because everyone was expecting like these athletes to come through. And when I think of them, like, everyone is, can I get a picture? Oh my God, it's them. And I'm there with a couple other guys, and I kind of just let them walk, and I didn't say hi.
You dropped the ball.
I think I did,
You dropped the ball.
I wasn't prepared to ask Bachelor questions, and...
You could ask football questions, too. They both actually... Clay played in the NFL for 10 years.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, I dropped the ball.
Also, there's a huge bit of context here that I feel like our listeners need, which is that you've met them both before.
You have met them both.
Okay, but that's what's weird is, like, I met them, like, in passing. So, but of course, I know who they are, but would they remember
you
me?
You interviewed them.
Kind of. I don't know.
So, context for our listeners. Last fall, was it? And Dustin, perhaps you can tell the story a little bit better since you were more, you know, directly involved, but... Basically, FanSided had hosted a basketball tournament that involved Clay, Tyler, Dustin, and Mateo, that Ashley was there, like, on the ground for, doing all our social media, like, making it happen, and interviewing them.
And she drops the ball when she sees
them. Okay, but, like, how many interviews have they done? I was, so, like, I didn't want to be like, hey, Tyler! And he was like, okay, what if he kept walking?
No one was there.
How many people brought them to, like, a Chicago public gym and... made them play one-on-one basketball, and then had Carm in a ref suit.
I am disappointed.
Roast them.
I know. I dropped the ball. I should have talked to them. I panicked. It wasn't my finest moment.
No, it's cool, though. I'm actually going to talk shit to them and say, like, I heard no one interviewed you guys.
So perhaps, like, as they made their way down the carpet.
So they might be having a big head right now.
I know.
I just got to bring them back
down. Bring them down a little bit.
Oh, I will.
Okay, just don't use my name or say
Clay
that I dropped
Tyler.
The ball.
I got to bring you up a little bit.
Yeah, like, okay, maybe. That's fine.
You dropped the ball.
I dropped the ball. I know. It was like one of those moments too where I was like, they're big names. Like, people love them. They have fans. I should have done it. I get it. I dropped the ball. But it was cool to see them down in Miami. Where was your invite?
I'm upset about this. Like, I literally brought these two together and they just hit it off and become best friends and start hanging out without me.
What's up with that? Do we need to, like, talk about this a little
that
bit?
It hurts a little different. It just... I don't know.
What do we think would happen from a, like, platonic bachelor that it was all about, like, friends, introducing friends to become better friends, and then you get left behind?
Oh, my goodness.
That's nasty. There's, like, friend, like, breakups, I think, hurt almost more.
Yeah, I would say...
than romantic breakups.
At least, like, in my life, like, being ghosted by certain friends has definitely been... more painful.
It's hard to bounce back where you're like,
did
to
I
see
get
them.
Ghosted by my friends?
I don't know if you got full ghosted.
Okay, no, I escalated that. That wasn't about
that's
you.
Like, that's
I think I got
spring.
Ghosted. I think I got ghosted.
Maybe. I don't know. It sounds like you need to figure that out.
Got me worried.
They went to Miami without you, though.
Oh, my God.
I know. If you were on the carpet, maybe I would have said hi.
Pete was down
absolutely
there, too.
Would have said hi.
I didn't see Pete, but...
Pete was down there with his brother.
That's so fun. Yeah.
Oh,
so that's like
here in good old Chicago with no sunshine.
Literally no sunshine. There was a heat wave, though, right? On Sunday or something? It was 50 degrees. Yeah,
that is tropical.
Anyways.
So, point of the story, I saw Tyler C., I saw Clay, drop the ball, we get it, let's move forward with this episode. What do we say to that?
I feel like there were some other balls dropped this episode, and people that were ghosted, and things that, you know, themes that we can build on here. Relevancy.
Let's get it going, Shay. What do you got for what's first on your list here?
Brunch, as it always is. I don't actually know if it was brunch, but it read like brunch to me. A bunch of the women are at a patio meal in Santiago.
Sure. Yes.
Sounds good.
And they were there mingling and chatting. And full disclosure, we were a little behind the eight ball on, like, you know, paying attention to the episode. So we won't tell you exactly what they talked about, but that's what watching the episode's for. We will tell you, though, that Peter showed up to grab Hannah Ann for a one-on-one date.
Mm-hmm.
And off they went.
Sorry, I was thirsty.
That's that.
Yeah, so they're on
this. Thank you for listening. Yeah, we're done here.
You can hear me gulping over here. So they go on this one-on-one date, and I like Hannah Ann, right? Mm-hmm. We don't have any qualms with her.
Yeah.
I was kind of excited to see them have some time together. Yeah.
It's the first one-on-one date, too.
First one-on-one.
They've had, like, a strong bond.
Yeah.
From the get-go, and now they have time together, and it...
When you think of Hannah Ann, though, like, what are some words that come to mind? Like, young, sweet.
She's young. She's sweet. She does seem like a sweetheart.
Fun.
She is fun. She's got a strong personality. Mm-hmm. She's very confident. Mm-hmm. I don't really have anything negative besides she's just a little young, but that's it.
And so, again, right, we have nothing negative to say about Hannah Ann. And I feel like Pete came out, like, grilling her.
Oh, about not being in
love?
Yeah. He was channeling and... I don't know, like his inner Barbara Walters, maybe, or just someone, maybe like Ronan Farrow that has different connotations. But he was like looking for answers, and he came prepared, and he had his questions, and he wanted to know what was up.
For sure. And I see, I get where he's coming from, because he wants to find a wife, and he's thinking in his head, how can you be in love with me if you never even experienced love before or move forward? Mm-hmm. But also in her defense, I get where she's like, she had a mature response, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been in a long-term relationship, but it wasn't love. It's like they had feelings, but mm-hmm. I was young and I wasn't in love. So I don't know.
I thought it was weird that he asked her, but then you have like Alea, who all the girls are saying is there for the wrong reasons, is a constant pot stir, a constant source of drama. He's never having those conversations with her. He brings her back. Poor Hannah Ann sits down. He's like, you're kind of young. Like, have you ever even been in love? She's like, no, I haven't. And I felt kind of bad for the, like, she's a kid. I felt bad for the kid.
Yeah, and I think a fun question for us to dive into was...
Is this fun?
I don't know. Maybe it's not fun. A miserable question for us to dive into, an exposing question. If you were 23 and on a date with someone and they asked you if you had ever been in love the way Peter did, what would you say?
I think you just open and honest about it.
But what would your open and honest answer be? This is a safe space.
If it was
safe
me,
podcast.
I would tell the truth. Like, I had a high school sweetheart, and we were together for, from start to finish, like 5 years.
So wow.
I would say that, yeah, I have been.
So your situation is actually, like incredibly similar to Hannah Ann's.
Yeah, because she's 22, and she said 3.5 years.
Yeah.
So I guess
you were longer, and
yeah.
Potentially when in high school did you start dating?
I was a freshman in high school. And listen.
Oh, my God. No, don't say she was, like, a senior.
She was a senior.
No!
It happens, fellas. It happens.
What? So wait, this girl's 18 years old. You're 14, right, in high school, like, give or take.
Was she French?
Oh, excuse me, 15. She's 18.
So you think you're just, like, hot shit dating?
Man, I'm walking in the hallway, just head this big.
Did she go away to college?
She did, and we stayed together.
Did she cheat on you?
Wow.
Hope not. Not that I know of, you know? Probably did.
Batch at fanside.com if you would like to tell us.
Yes.
If anyone has answers, let me know.
Wow. Wait, I'm not over that.
Not over
so
that?
You were the youngin. So you
That's
feel for
tough,
Hannah
though.
Ann.
To do 4 year or 3 years long distance?
No, it wasn't necessarily long distance. We were one town over.
Okay.
She went real far to school.
I know. Well, she went to the school where she grew up at. So.
Okay.
SIU Carbondale. I don't know if you
No.
Southern Illinois by Kentucky. But yeah, she didn't go very far.
Okay.
We stayed together for 5 years and she was, throughout my whole high school career.
Were you in love?
It was puppy love. Like then I would tell you, I was in love.
Okay.
Now looking back on it, I was a baby.
When did you realize that it wasn't love? Was there a moment or like a relationship?
Or when did you realize that it wasn't marriage love?
Peter love.
Let's call it Peter love.
Oh, I like that. Peter love. I don't know. I think when I was like graduating college, I mean high school, I was just like, I don't know if she's the right one for me. So I don't, I feel so young and I need to explore and see what's out there.
So you were like,
you
college.
You guys love this story.
Fascinating. I just like cannot fathom, like, again, like I love that you had this like long loving relationship, but I personally cannot fathom being like a senior in high school, 18 years old, and like dating the freshman that came through those doors. Like, I am fascinated what 15 year old you, the energy you must have been putting out.
You should have seen me, girl. You should have seen me.
Did 15 year old Dustin peak? Was it all downhill after dating the senior girl?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Okay. I think it's because I was a freshman playing varsity basketball.
Oh, okay, there it comes out.
I had a little bit of facial
hair. How tall were you as a freshman?
I was probably close to the same height. That was probably 6'1".
What?
Okay, that's big time. That's big time. Oh, watch out. 6'2 or 6'3. Depends who's asking.
It's definitely 6'3.
Depends on the shoes.
Anyways, back to...
Okay, well, no, I think it's something that resonates with a lot of people is that you think no one can sit here and like explicitly say what love is or what Peter's looking for. And so for, I think Hannah Ann gave a very honest answer that, you know, she's had connections and relationships with people, but for Peter to put her on the spot and say, have you experienced what I'm looking for? Mm-hmm. I didn't think that was fair because she is so much younger than him. And I think about like where I was at 22 years old and what is he, 27? Mm-hmm. I'm not 27 yet, but like that's a lot of life to live. And just from, I'm 26, like 22 to 26. I'm a completely different person with so many more experiences along the way.
Sure.
And I just thought that like he needed, and maybe he has asked other women that, who knows, but I cannot believe that the 22-year-old was the one that he was grilling about, have you ever been in love? No,
but
of course she hasn't been in love.
She
handled herself. She's always very poised. I got to give it up for Hannah
Ann. She's confident.
Yeah.
She can handle herself.
And she showed, I thought, like a lot of self-awareness that we've seen from very different women in very different contexts where like either in response to drama or in response to questions from Peter, they come back with like very, like they're very self-aware of the drama that either they're creating or that they're potentially in, where I think, you know, to the sort of idea of puppy love, the fact that she at 23 was able to say like, no, like that wasn't love or like that it's not the kind of love that I'm ultimately looking for is, I don't know, speaks more to her credit than having her say yes, absolutely, and cite a high school relationship.
For sure. I feel like her one-on-one date and Victoria F's, it's like
night and day.
Victoria has no idea what she wants. She has no idea what she's doing.
She doesn't even know how to speak in sentences.
And yet you have Hannah that's just like crushing it.
Yeah.
She knows what she wants. She's even young and she's just going for it.
And I think back to like the first couple episodes when she would pull Peter aside and everyone like kind of labeled her the villain. I was like, she's not the villain. She knows what she wants.
Yeah.
And she knows how to play the game. And I think she's very mature for her age.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Kudos to her for being like realistic about her situation. We like you.
We do. Definitely. We've been Team Hannah Ann since the jump, I feel like.
Yeah, justice for Hannah Ann.
Yeah, we love her. All right, but on to the group date. Right, can you remember?
These episodes, man, like they're so long.
This has been a long week.
Episode number 2, 5 hours of The Bachelor.
The group date, they're going to a telenovela set.
Oh, yes.
They all get telenovela archetypes or soap opera archetypes that they're going to dress up as. And it seems like the script is a little bit to play scenes, but also they get to improvise or something like that. They get to act.
It was an English telenovela, yes.
Yeah. Translate a telenovela. There were some fun pairings. We had McKenna given the maid role, which immediately got under your skin. And I had to think, like, how much fun did the producers have assigning things and thinking, like, what's a good pairing and what's the pairing that's most going to, like, get in someone's head?
I know. She didn't get in her head easy. And, you know, you saw Kelly. Kelly was the grandma and was having so much fun being the Luella. That was hilarious. You know, you just got to make fun of what you're doing.
How old is Kelly?
27?
She's giving Kelly a couple extra years here.
27?
I think Kelly at 27 versus like playing the old lady and like having a fun time with it is the difference between like McKenna being 22 or whatever she is and being upset with her character. Like, just have fun with it. Like, Peter doesn't...
You're a maid. You could be, you could be a hot maid.
Yeah, just, like, stereotype. Yeah. It's like, sexy French maids.
Yeah, like, lean into it. And I was so charmed by Kelly just, like, being goofy and leaning into it. And McKenna was, like, crying in the corner.
Yeah.
A lot of tears from her this episode.
Chi-Town, we represent. That's all I got to say.
Me too. You know, Kelly's a bit... She might be my favorite. So
you didn't like her.
I didn't think that she cheated. And I still don't like that she cheated.
Yeah.
She didn't cheat.
But this season is telling us, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. That is the theme.
I refuse. I live my life with integrity.
I mean, so do we, but
she's an attorney. She lives by the law.
That's true.
What? Right? It's not bode well for her practice. I mean, I don't know.
Right? That's their job?
To get around the law.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Whatever. If you guys had to dress up as a character, who would you be? Or who do you think the producers would give you?
You first.
Oh, I was hoping for time to think.
Well, we had a nurse. We had the old lady. We had the maid.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of the others.
There was the neighbor next door, like the hot neighbor next door.
Oh, yeah.
There was one where Chris Harrison came in as his dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love when Chris makes little cameos in the episode because he just like appears and collects his paycheck with like 10 seconds of work, which I think is shout out Chris. Like you figured out like the dream job.
We were talking about this earlier this week. Like I am like very invested in a potential spinoff. That's just what Chris Harrison does when the Bachelor people are bacheloring up. Like what does he do?
I don't know.
I feel like it'd be a little bit Big Brother-y where it's mostly just footage of him reading a book, but I would still watch.
I think I would love a behind the scenes episode of The Bachelor. Maybe like if they ever decide to do a last season.
He's not around behind the scenes.
What does he do?
For us,
like, but that's what we're saying. Like, what does he do?
I don't even think he's involved with the producer side of things.
I think he helps produce a little bit.
Do they just like page him, calling Chris Harrison,
and he's like, "Ladies." I've seen his name on the credits. Like producer. So I'm like, okay. But yeah, I don't know. When we were there, you see him as much as. We did. He wasn't there just hanging out with us, shooting the shit. He was just in and out.
Dream job. Chris Harrison, dude. He did it right. Okay, what's your answer, Shay? What character would you be? Let's stay focused.
Evil twin.
Oh, I love that.
Then I could mostly dress and be how I am, but I could have a lot of fun with the personality.
I like that.
Okay.
I think I would have actually been like the uncle.
Okay.
Let's dive into this a little more. Why the uncle?
I don't know. Everyone's just got a funny uncle story.
Okay.
Like people just have funny uncles. Some uncles are just a little perverted, this and that. I don't know.
Like, Justin, like I see the title, perverted uncle. Okay, noted.
Lower third. Done.
All right. Anyways. I'm glad we had time to think on that answer, and that's what you came up with.
D.O. Dustin.
I feel like I would just be like old lady in a rocking chair, like smoking, kind of watching the drama unfold, and no lines.
But jumping in.
I'm just there for like ambiance.
No. You jump in periodically with like an extremely sharp burn.
Yes.
Devastating.
Do any of you speak Spanish?
No.
None. No. Do you?
I know some words. I know some words.
Wait,
I can get by.
After Sydney last week,
enlighten us.
Eres mi vida, te amo con todo mi corazón.
A little slower. Let's see if we can get this.
Eres mi vida, te amo con todo.
My life.
Mi corazón.
I have no idea what that means.
Is this sort of like,
my life in there?
It's my life.
You are my life, and I love you with all my heart.
Oh, see, I basically translated that.
And I know curse words, but
that's right. You got the good.
That's the first thing anybody learns in a foreign language, curse words.
Curse words, yeah.
Yeah.
They're easy. I mean, they stick.
They do. But in school, I learned like bathroom and library, right? Oh, yeah.
Nice. When it's like, you know, one person, or you, I don't know. Never mind. This is not an important conversation.
Love it. Group date. But then there's some drama after the group date.
Because there's a cocktail party after every group date.
Yeah. Right.
Remind me, what happened again on the group date?
Not
the group date, but the cocktail party after the group date. Where was the drama?
There are two primary areas of action. One is Peter making out with Madison. Almost.
Oh, yeah.
Just... A continuous, there's not a break there.
Yeah. And hearing the drama, they heard the drama.
Meanwhile, Tammy and McKenna.
Yeah.
So how does Tammy and McKenna start? Does anyone remember?
I feel like I literally reached for the candy bowl and like took a Reese's cup out and turned and they were like fighting.
Yeah, they, well, I mean, they've had drama for a minute now, right?
No.
Is this the first?
Yeah, that's what's, at but least to me.
Weren't they fighting in the group last time on Monday?
No, that was Tammy and Kelsey.
Kelsey. I think McKenna
and
is.
Sydney was in that mix.
Yeah,
too.
Oh yeah, my God.
That's what was so surprising about McKenna.
I'm so confused. Oh, they had drama from, why did they have drama?
McKenna's just at wit's end. Like the last two episodes, she's crying. She does. She feels like Peter doesn't know her. She knows she's on her last leg. And Tammy, I think, is fresh off. Like she got a taste of that drama, and she's like, "I'm gonna ride this as long as I can. This is kind of fun." Like she's kind of been labeled as this like pot stirred, like tough guy.
Mean girl.
And they start kind of like going after each other.
Yeah.
And McKenna, I think, is a sweetheart. I think she's beautiful, but she speaks in cliches. Like she speaks like a fashion blogger would speak. And she's just like, girl, I literally don't even have time for you right now. Like, no, I'm just like so done with this. And there's no substance to it. And Tammy's like jabbing with the knife, like ready to cut out her soul.
Yeah.
And it was just a weird pairing. And
it was.
I don't, like, why, ladies? And Pete is downstairs making out with.
Yeah, Madison. Tammy jumps on her because of that, because of like the feeling, like her intentions.
Oh, the hashtags.
Know, that one, the hashtags, mm-hmm. and like your business, and like you're not here for the right reasons. But as with all the drama we've seen this season, like it quickly just the drama is the drama, where it's not so much. It's like I'm mad at you.
For no reason.
And that is the drama, as opposed to like I have a reason for my madness.
Maybe just tensions are high. And
hormones.
Yeah. Hormones, and everyone just needs their cell phone so they can calm down.
Oh, here's, I have a question. So when you're in these like trips, and it's not a million people in a mansion, do you get your own hotel room? Like when they were in Cleveland.
No, you share a hotel room.
You don't even get your own hotel room.
Do you get to decide who your roommate is?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Who was your roommate?
I had three. First
they really bonded.
outside of the mansion.
Yeah.
Like when you were in Scotland.
Me and Mike roomed the first night. We left from there, went to Rhode Island. In one place, it was me, Peter, Garrett, and Devin in one hotel room. It was a big room.
Mm-hmm. feet to face.
After that, it was me and Peter, I believe, in me and Peter in Scotland.
Aww.
And after Scotland, it was me and Tyler and Lafia.
Okay, I have a question. Who's the worst roommate you have?
I was going to say, does anyone snore?
No one snores, but Tyler sleeps naked. So
oh!
He just... I told this story once before. Like in Lafia, they're European rooms, so it's small, it's mm-hmm. tight, small beds, and we have two
weird,
little
like...
beds are right next to each other, so it's almost like me and Tyler are sleeping in the same bed. And long story short, he sleeps naked, and it's pretty much the first time I slept with a naked man next to me.
What do you mean pretty much the first time?
Because the beds were so close, and it's like we were almost in one bed.
How did you find out? Like, was he like, "Hey man, like, is this cool?" Or did he
or
just
were you
like
putting on pajamas and he just never
was going to sleep and he's just good night?
Did he think that was normal or like?
I guess so. He sleeps. That's just how he does. Ever since then, like,
were you guys close before that?
Were you?
I know you're pals now, but
that's
like
the closest we ever got. But yeah, he was my guy from night one. We were in the same limo. But that's just the first time we've roomed, and yeah.
I don't know how to continue this podcast.
We're done. <Yeah.
laughs> Funny story. Well, this outside of Bachelor Nation, I went to New York to visit him, hang out, and me and him pretty much slept on a. He didn't sleep naked this time. But we slept on a beanbag, pretty much in a bunk bed, and his roommate Matt was on top in this small New York bedroom. It was. I don't know.
What? Are you telling us that Tyler sleeps in a bunk bed?
Used to.
Like,
he was open about it. Yeah, I'll tell you guys. He slept in a bunk bed.
It humbled him, right? You got to like work your way up.
For sure, yeah.
Right?
Top
why
bunk or bottom bunk?
Bottom. Mm.
Okay.
Anyways,
wow. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the beanbag. That might be the most jarring part of the story.
He still got it, I think.
Ew.
I hope he still has it.
Why?
Memories.
Sentimental.
Memories.
Amazing. Wow. Okay. And that concludes the segment of roommate stories. Tyler C sleeps naked. Say that 5 times fast. I just tried to and I failed slowly 2 times. So
Tyler C sleeps naked. Wait, was there another word in there?
You gotta say it 5 times.
Okay.
Right? That's what you said?
That's what I said. I just slurred. It's fine. It was
Tyler
me. I can't
C speak. Sleeps naked. Tyler C sleeps naked. Tyler C sleeps
Shay's
naked.
Shay's cheating. Tyler That's C not fast. Naked.
Okay, what's faster than you went?
Good control. All right, next.
Rhythm. All right, next year. Tammy McKinnon, over your nonsense,
apparently
over
I
your
forgot
drama.
One. It was only four.
You want to talk about a little Victoria F? Move on to that?
I don't.
So Shay's here.
I'm not going to lie.
Because there's a huge thing that happened to the group that we haven't talked about yet.
Oh, okay.
Keep me on track here.
I think it was, at least. Isn't that when he says goodbye to Dear Sweet Victoria P?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she's gone. Clearly, I don't.
I wasn't upset.
Very forgettable moment for me.
I wasn't upset about it. I mean, she had a strong first round, first run, whatever you want to call it. And I get it through this whole situation. Girls don't get to sleep much. They're under high stress.
You're too nice. Get to
so
it.
So they could be dramatic and whatnot, but I can't stand when someone lies. Don't
yes.
lie. And she just, she lied.
She lied. She's shady.
That's
she's shady. She tried to play like she's a sweet.
And I don't even know why you had to lie about that necessarily. Like, it was like something.
Yeah.
That wasn't even big enough to lie about.
And no, it was the dumbest lie she could have told. Dumbest. She lied about knowing Alea.
Yeah.
So like, anyways, I wasn't upset to see her go for those reasons.
I wasn't either, but I do think it was telling the context in which she was sent home.
Mm.
Because she, I mean, this is the first time we've seen Peter turn someone down.
Yes.
But I mean, beyond like the inherent being turned out of not getting a rose, like, which is kind of a passive aggressive turning down where it's like, I'm saying no to you by not saying yes to you.
Mm-hmm.
This was an active, they're alone together and she is kind of like laying out her heart and like really doubling down on this. Like, I think, you know, I see a future here. I think you're like potentially the one, like blah, 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 blah. And he doesn't.
This hurt. Like, if someone told me this, he said, I don't think I'm as invested in you as you are in me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Peter.
Line.
Like, this whole season, I think my frustration with him is that anyone he's with, he's like head over heels. He speaks in these like superlatives, like, this is the most amazing date. I've had the best time with you. And then out of nowhere, he's like, I'm just not feeling it.
No.
I was like, first Hannah Ann, that caught me off guard. Now he's saying to poor Victoria P, like, you definitely are way more into this. So, like, if you want to go, there's the door.
There's two stages to this. You know, the beginning stage where you're having fun and, like, you're just getting to know someone. And it's, again, we're expediting everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, the beginning, you're just having fun and you're enjoying all these moments. But now we're on the, like, halftime. Like, second half to where you got to get to it. And also, I think there was just a couple moments where Victoria P was just, like, even like when he was trying, I think we talked about this, he was trying to talk to her. She's like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk
to
you.
The other week.
Okay, we'll talk. No, I don't want to talk to you. Like, damn, like, just chill. Let's talk, you know? Don't be very dramatic like that.
Yeah, and I think Peter's very receptive to conversation. Like, anytime the girls have called him on his, like, bullshit, he's been like, you know what? You guys are right. That's not fair to you. I'm sorry I did that. He's very receptive to, like, owning his mistakes. So when she's like, I don't want to talk to you, I'm like, you know this isn't going to be a conflict. Like, he's going to be very receptive and patient. So I think, like you said, it was very telling of her personality and kind of what he was dealing with. Bye, girl.
Yep.
Bye, she go.
The one last, I feel like, worthy note of the group date cocktail party before we move on to the Victoria F, Tale of Two Victorias here. I just feel like we need to acknowledge that McKenna starts snitching. These women cannot stop snitching.
There it is.
Yeah. And we like tweeted this out a couple days or yesterday, today, I don't know what day it was, but about Monday's night, like, they clearly did not get the memo about the national no snitching policy. Like, this is not what
snitches get stitches.
Exactly. And yet every week there's a new snitch and it rarely ends well for them, but we don't need to get to that yet. But we should acknowledge that at the group date, McKenna takes her time with Peter and she snitches Tammy out. Well, that's going to come back.
After she, well, before she confronted Tammy and said, are you going to snitch on me? Are you going to tell on me?
Yes. Yeah.
To Peter like you did with Kelsey. Then took her ass on to go snitch on her.
Yeah, she was like, oh, that was...
I don't like it.
Snitching inception.
Like we said, like snitching is never good, but it's like one thing, okay, if you go to Peter and you're like just telling Peter, like expressing your feelings of how you're taking this process, maybe why you're getting into it with someone, that's different.
If he asks you about it.
True, but you can also like, I mean, if you're dating him, you can just be like, I'm having a hard time, like this and that. It's just, you know, getting fights with this girl about this and that, but it's whatever. But how are you doing, you know?
I'm so reluctant to fight you on that because obviously you were on the show. But I just feel like you have such limited time with Peter. I don't care if I'm having the hardest time in my life. Like, I'm trying to market myself. I'm trying to sell myself. I don't want to burden you with my drama. That's for after we're dating. Like, that'll come later on.
That's true.
Here are my enemies.
Yeah.
I guess there are no right or wrong answers.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just think personally, like, I can't stand when people complain.
I agree.
It's like when you get lunch with a friend and like you guys have been trying to like meet up for so long and they just complain. You're like, you just wasted the 1 hour.
Well, everyone knows that person that just complains
right.
about everything.
You're like, girl, this isn't a problem.
Everything.
So there's a lot of that going on this season and I just want to shake them because all they do is complain about other women and complain they have no time with Peter. Pick a lane. Get out of your own way.
Mm-mm. This season hasn't been a good look for almost anyone. Like, there's a handful of people that I feel like are coming out clean so far. I would probably group Hannah Ann in that. Like, they tried to give her a little bit of a villainous edit early, but
they
she's mostly
mostly
had her hands clean. Sneaking a peek at our list here, I would say Madison is doing pretty well. Yep. Natasha.
We love Natasha. I need to stop saying we and speaking for you guys, but I just get so excited.
No, I do like Natasha, and she's also like, she's had a say in some things. When some things have gone down, she set it straight and then got back in her lane.
And she never spends her time, but she never brings that into her time with Peter, which is what I love. But yeah, I mean, you can look at who's left and everyone
Kelly?
Yeah.
Team Kelly.
Of the six that we have left, so Hannah Ann, Madison,
a good amount of them that have
Kelly,
been like
Kelsey,
minding their business.
Natasha, Victoria F. Yeah, only.
But notice that, like the women that kind of mind their business and like live their truth, they're still in the house.
Yeah, Kelsey and Victoria F. are the only ones that I think have really snitched. And even Victoria F., I can't.
Well, I don't know if Victoria
F.
is snitched.
Yeah.
I can't call Victoria F. a snitch.
There's, yeah.
She's kept
have
the
to
drama
check
behind
the,
doors.
Check the records.
I like that she went to Alea directly in Cleveland and was like, you're fake. I don't have time for you. Like, figure
well,
it
also
out.
Well, also when Alea outed her Chase Rice situation.
Yeah. She had the right. Yeah, she had the right to get upset about that.
Yeah.
So really, Kelsey is the only snitch left standing.
Kelsey's a lot.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. Victoria F. I want to talk about her.
Now's the time. Go for it. It's all you.
She gets a second chance.
Okay. So
well, not a second chance.
Well,
go ahead.
Take it away.
You go
I'm
ahead.
Fired up.
You go ahead.
Well, Victoria F. gets the one-on-one because Peter says, you know, last time we were cut short or it was interrupted.
It wasn't a fair shot.
It wasn't a fair shot because, you know, her ex was there or whatever. When I thought they had a great date. They had like the whole day together. They had like a concert. They had like a lot of time.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was really ridiculous for him to phrase it as we didn't get a fair shot.
Yeah.
Maybe the date didn't go as you had hoped, but I thought it was a fair shot at like some time together.
But he said, I think he just threw that out there, but he just wanted to see her again. Like he,
he was
like
just
he said,
excuses.
Don't ruin the magic.
No, he said it.
Yeah.
He said it on their date that night. Like, do you know why?
Yeah.
I asked you. Like, he just wanted to see her again and wanted to make sure those feelings were valid for her, too.
Yeah. They went on a date. They went horseback riding.
Yeah.
Pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, like, a labor-intensive date.
They started by, like, going under the horse as some kind of trust exercise.
Have you guys ever seen that? I was lost.
That was weird.
Okay.
Also, that guy seemed a little weird, too.
I said he looked, the one that looked like George Bush.
George Bush, yeah. That's right,
yeah, he was cute. He was charming. He was, like, authentic. Like, you looked like he slept, breathed, whatever ranch they were on.
Big-ass smile.
Potentially also painted terrible watercolors of cats.
Yes, I could see that. Yeah. So,
so that's like a George Bush joke, but
I was like, Shay, clue me in here. I'm like, you're losing me.
Niche there. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. Shay's references are always like so good. They're wasted on my audience. So.
I'll be sending some links to you.
Thank
after
you.
This.
I can't. I'll educate myself. Like horseback riding, and my big qualm with Victoria F is that she's always complaining and making shit up. I think like we go back to the runway. I'm scared. I'm not confident. She's the only person out on the runway in lingerie. Like, girl, come on. She says I'm scared of heights. Then they go up in the plane. Like, and she's loving the plane. She's going on like these amusement park rides. Like,
so
she never.
Quick sidebar: there was somebody revealed like an Instagram post of her bungee jumping or something. That
you
was like.
Are annoying.
Anyways, carry on.
Yeah, like I just, again, we talked about like the girls just being like open and transparent with Peter, and it's like nothing she says is true. I think everything is performative. She whines a lot, and I can't believe that Peter wanted to spend more time with her when everything. I just like, I don't know. I just can't do this. Like, it takes her 10 minutes to articulate any sentence, and I don't quite get it.
It's very confusing, and it's also you could tell she's kind of holding something back. She. Not often had very good eye contact with Peter. She was always looking down like this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. We're gonna.
I was gonna say, tell me more. So if someone's doing that, you're on a date with them and they're not looking at you. How are you interpreting that?
I mean, I'm not a psych or anything, or not. I don't know, but.
But you're on a date. What's going through your head? No, they're not making eyes at you.
I mean, something's going on in their head for sure.
You're like, this isn't working.
Yeah, you know, eye contact's everything when you're going on a date, and yeah, you should look them in the eye.
Really not a big thing to like, you would expect that on a date. Like, they want to look at you, they want to engage in conversation.
Yeah, and was she just being awkward and weird and
moody?
Yeah,
and just not, no eye contact. I don't know, that was not a good date.
You know when like little kids are like tired and they're just not making sense and they're crying for no reason, and they're like, are you hungry? No, I don't know what I want.
And yeah, she doesn't know what she wants,
right? Where you have like Hannah Ann out here who's very confident in what she wants. Yeah. And I don't know. I just thought the whole date with Victoria F was, again, like a repeat of last time.
Yeah. I don't know what else to speak on it, too. It's
just... Yeah. I just couldn't understand what the strategy was. And maybe that's kind of taking a too cynical approach of assuming that everyone has a strategy. But it seemed like she was positioning herself to get sent home, and that, like, she was articulating to him that she was having doubts and she wasn't sure about it.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, physically and otherwise, like, wasn't really signaling that she was into him or anything like that in a way that seemed like, what is your end game here? Because even I think other women we've seen, if they've gone through doubts, they've expressed it in ways that has also sort of still spoken to, like, but I really want to see this through and I'm really into you. I just don't know about this, or I'm really into you, but like, I'm getting wrapped up in this drama, or like, I'm really into you and whatever else it is. And hers just seemed like, yeah, I'm not feeling it. Call my bluff. And
I don't think she knows what her game plan is. I think she wasn't even expecting to probably go on this far, honestly.
I think, did you guys talk about this last episode? The whole stuff with like her Cosmo shoot?
A little bit.
Cover.
Yeah. About why they wouldn't let her on there.
Yeah. And I just think that like, she sounds like a can of worms I wouldn't want to open if I was Peter. And like, obviously he only knows so much on the show.
Yeah.
And again, like, I hope that maybe she can kind of like redeem herself here, because we haven't seen her personality.
Yeah.
We've just seen her whine, and obviously Peter thinks something's there. So I really hope these next couple episodes we see her as like a grown ass woman.
Yeah.
Like, that confidence that she pretends she doesn't have, that's what I want to see come out, because it's clearly there.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful woman. Like, you have to have something there that Peter sees. I want to see it as someone watching the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm getting impatient. So.
All right. Moving swiftly along. She gets a rose. To sort of,
of course,
check boxes here. She gets a rose because Peter is easy with the roses. and then it's time for, this is, again, you have to educate us as the less experienced bachelor people. Is the two-on-one date that's really just like a pre-cocktail party normal? Or is that kind of a convenience thing here?
I have no idea, honestly.
Because okay. I, like, gut feeling, something in the back of my head that I don't know where the knowledge is coming from, thought that the two-on-one dates were, like, full-on dates. Like, they would, like, the horseback riding thing, where it's, like, it's usually an activity and only one person comes away with a rose.
So, from what people took, like, again, this is my first time outside of being on a show of watching it.
Yeah, we're all in this together.
Last season of me being on it was the first time I watched it. But from what people have told me, it's normally when you do like a 2-on-1 date or something around that, or 3-on-1, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's normally the people that are fighting. So it's a duel out, so to say. So they always
bachelor put the duel.
Yeah, they always put the people, so to say, that are, you know, trying to hash it out. So I don't know. And I don't know if they normally do that before the cocktail party. I don't know if that was something new or not. I just don't know.
Interesting.
But it was interesting.
Yeah, and it seemed very direct. Like, the subtext was clear that it was Tammy and it was McKenna. They would be on a 2-on-1 date where they would meet with Peter before the cocktail party. The implication that only one of them would be attending the cocktail party was strong.
Yeah, we knew it was coming. I was surprised that he kept McKenna, though, for the time being. Sorry if that was a spoiler.
Yeah. Spoiled it.
Probably for the dramatic tension of our podcast.
Yes. Sorry, ruined it. Yeah, I just think that, like, Tammy, I don't know, McKenna, again, she's young. She seems like she's got a lot of tears going on. And I don't know, I kind of like Tammy. She was entertaining to me.
She lost me this episode. She was harsh. Yeah. The first couple episodes, she was amusing. She, I think, filled a similar niche that Kelly and Tasha often do of being the voice of reason and sort of the voice of the audience, where mm-hmm. it's like she was saying the things that we all wanted to say. And then this episode felt like she, you know, fell into that void of drama and just lost herself in it. And I was kind of like, you know what? I'm out.
You're out. So you're glad she's gone.
I'm so tired of the drama. I'm glad they're both gone. I'm just...
Spoilers.
Yeah.
I'm ready to... I don't... Whoops.
Oh, sorry. That's it. You can leave. You don't need to listen to the rest
honestly,
of this.
Honestly, I wish Peter would have just sent them both home right then and there. Like, you both got
to
go.
Yeah, I know he decided to drag it out and make poor McKenna suffer till the end.
Or give her false hope.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
So he chats to them individually, right?
Yeah.
And then brings them back together and uses his, I mean, I guess the show's semi also iconic line of rejection, which is, can I walk you out? Which maybe we'll have to do like a second podcast that is on Friday. It's like, can I walk you out?
Can I walk you out?
At the beginning of the week, we'll have, can I steal you for a second? And then we'll have, can I walk you out?
Did you think that was like kind of manipulative of Peter to keep McKenna for... I don't know if it, 10 minutes or a half hour, whatever it was.
I mean, I'm sure it was a couple of hours, honestly. I mean, what you see there.
Does that make it better?
Maybe he didn't know who he was.
It's his decision.
He might not. he might not know.
He might have been conflicted. Shay, he's trying to find his wife.
It might be like a last minute decision who he knows he's going to send home or not. So.
I mean, that's fair that he knows that he wants. He likes McKenna more than he likes Tammy, for lack of a better way to phrase it.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you throw McKenna back into the pool of 7 or 8.
Yeah, comparatively.
Yeah. That's so I think it might be a thing where the edit looks harsh to us, where it's like, why didn't you just...
rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Because then we wouldn't get those great shots of McKenna crying and her inspirational speech at the end of the episode.
A reaction MVP.
Oh my God. It was
this episode was big for her. Yeah. Like, her whole episode was just like inspirational. She was like talking about herself I didn't think it was inspirational, but I think she thought she was being inspirational. She was talking about herself in like the third person.
Oh, when she gave the Instagram caption
speech? She's like, whatever fashion Instagram blog life that she lives, you know, like the people that show up on your feed and they're like on a beach every day for some reason, the captions are like 4 paragraphs about like, choosing your destiny and like believing in yourself.
And one paragraph is just hashtags.
Yeah, and like ad, and this post was sponsored by something that has nothing, whatever. We can go down that path. But she was like going down this road of like weird inspirational quotes at the end of the episode as she's sobbing. And I was like, girl, gotta go. Like, mm-mm-mm. Cut the camera. Don't let her embarrass herself like that. So yeah, I was kind of like happy she was gone. Not happy, that's not fair. But like, I didn't think it was a good fit for Peter because I know Peter so well. But
yeah, that's fair to say.
Right? Yeah, I didn't think it was the one.
Yeah. So the cocktail party continues.
It continues.
Yeah. The only thing I really remember from it is that he and Natasha had some quality time because, as we know, I'm a huge fan of Natasha.
Yeah, you know, I guess we haven't really Natasha got a little bit of time with Peter.
Yeah.
But, you know, last far Monday, you know, Peter had a one-on-one with Sydney. So I was really surprised that Natasha stayed over Sydney.
Right. So we should, I guess, stop sort of skirting around it and get to the roses. So the women that got roses.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm the worst.
Okay. Yeah, let's get to it. We're losing steam. Yeah.
We got to
final six.
Peter did it and ripped the Band-Aid off. We've got...
That was the end of my drum roll. Wasn't great.
Once more with feeling. Hannah Ann, Kelly, Kelsey, Madison, Natasha, and Victoria P. Which means...
F. Pardon? Yeah, Victoria F.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, Victoria. It's okay. Which means Victoria P left this episode, but previously. Tammy left this episode, but previously. Sydney did not get a rose. McKenna did not get a rose. And I think those were the two that the rose ceremony sent home.
Cool.
As opposed to other elements of the episode sending home. So yeah, to your point, like I was genuinely shocked that Sydney was gone.
Yeah, the best kisser, right?
Right? Which, how bad must have... Sorry, that was going to get too mean. I was going to say, how bad must have everything else been if he's sending home the best kisser, but that's undue criticism, I feel.
Yeah, that's not fair.
I'm not going to project.
I think it's a solid too harsh, six, too fast. Yeah, like as we kind of like wrap up here, I think that's like a good six heading into like the meat of the season. I feel like I finally have stopped asking who is that on the screen. Like,
we know these women,
like we know their personalities, and I think it's like a good group of options for Peter as he really starts to connect with all of them.
Yeah.
You want to do some superlatives?
I do. All right. So, best use of time with Peter.
Best use of time with Peter, it's going to go with, I'm going to say Hannah.
Easy money.
Easy Hannah money. Ann.
Yeah.
Hannah, for sure.
If we haven't hyped her up enough this episode, I think she just, like, knows how to utilize her time and, like, advertise herself and make sure that she doesn't bring that drama into her time with Peter. And she seems to be one of the few women that actually knows how to do this on that show. Like, she keeps the drama at the door, and she has her agenda, and she's sticking to it.
Yeah. And I feel like... Peter seemed a little on the fence about her, but the fact that she sort of got the rose and is carrying on and handled herself so well, I feel good about it. I think it was good use. All right, worst use of time with Peter.
I'm going to say Victoria F. She messed up that date.
I would say hard. So, too. Are we speaking of the people that are still here?
Of the people on the episode.
Whole episode?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I agree with Victoria F., but also... I'm going to have to say Tammy and McKenna. Like, they spent their times arguing with each other.
Mm-hmm. And look what happened.
Wah, wah, wah.
Always a bad use of time.
Yeah.
Never a good idea. All right. Best response to the drama.
I feel like Kelsey kind of, like, the last couple episodes was, like, queen of the tears, like, crying over nothing. Always found herself in the drama. And I think... this episode, she kind of, like, removed herself from the situation. I think she realized maybe, like, clock's ticking. People are labeling you as a crier. Mm-hmm. I think she, like, kept it in check a little bit this episode.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to say Madison.
Oh.
Because Peter and Madison were kissing, and they could hear the other girls fighting. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, they're fighting. And he's like, what? She's like, don't worry about it. Kiss me some more. So that's how you take care of the other drama.
Excellent strategy. I think I would have to go with Kelsey, though, mostly because I think she's shaping up to be, I don't know if it's the best use, but perhaps the most impressive response to the drama, and that she's proven herself. This is the second time that she has, like, finessed her way out of being the center of the drama to get the person that she was feuding with off the show. And that's just impressive. Like, that's all I've got to say there.
She's done well. She knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I really want to do hot seat. Can we do hot seat?
Yeah.
What is hot seat?
So we have six women left, right? Kelly, Kelsey, Natasha, Hannah Ann, Madison, and Victoria F. If you had to guess the next woman to not get a rose, who do you think is kind of like toying that is on the hot seat is going to go next?
It's hard to say. I wouldn't say Victoria F, but I mean, Peter really likes her. You could tell. But yeah, she's not giving it.
You're going Victoria F?
I say Victoria F.
Shay, how about you?
I think I have to go Kelly. I think she ultimately isn't bringing enough energy for Peter. That she, her mellow and, you know, honest to a fault or realistic to a fault
okay.
approach is going to get her sent home.
That's so interesting. I'm like very charmed by that.
I love it too, but I don't think he does.
Interesting. I was going to say Natasha.
Yeah.
I think that as much as I love Natasha and like her honest, like call him on his nonsense energy, I think Peter is a little like soft and sweet and she seems a little gritty. And I don't think that it's a little too much yin and yang.
Okay.
So that's my guess is Natasha. Mm-hmm. Any other superlatives on your end, Shay?
I don't. I think that's all I've got.
All right. Well, I'm excited. Is it one episode next week? Five hours of The Bachelor was a lot.
Pray for one episode.
Bachelor.
It was a lot
of Bachelor. But I'm excited for next week. I'm excited to finally have it chiseled down to a good.
Next week, then we have hometowns after that, I believe. Right?
I cannot believe. I think so. Yeah.
So talk us quick thoughts. Like, we'll have next week. And then we'll go. How many is hometowns? Four people.
Four
people. So we'll go from six to four next week, and then hometowns, and then it's.
That's
one
it.
Goes and you have.
Then three is fantasy suites. So it's yeah. next week, hometowns, fantasy suites, proposals.
I think so.
Yeah, I have Woo. To say, when I watched Hannah Brown's season last year, we went to a bar for the finale. And again, I must have been living under a rock. We went to two different bars and they were crowded. They're like, do you have a reservation? I'm like, ma'am, this is a dive bar. Like, do you even take reservations? We made it to a third bar where they had like rose petals out. The entire menu was like catered to The Bachelor. Like, I did not realize how seriously people take this. So
maybe we should get a restaurant. Maybe we should go to a bar restaurant for the final. And then maybe.
If anyone's listening, you have a bar, restaurant, you want to tweet us, email us, batch, B-A-C-H, at fansided.com.
Maybe we could bring a fan to come.
Ayo, love it. Good energy. So we're excited. The season's really starting to pick up a little bit. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Can I Steal You for a Second? For Ashley, Dustin, and Shay in my shot. We're really excited to be back talking all things Bachelor. We hope you guys give us a listen, subscribe. Throw us a like, throw us 5 stars, follow us on Twitter, all the nice things that you'd want someone to do for your podcast. We appreciate those things, and we hope you listen next week.
All right.
Bye.